President Biden has joined a barrage of new calls for New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down tonight.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time.
The president in an exchange there with a CNN correspondent during an event in which he also talked COVID vaccines.
If you're unvaccinated, you're much more likely to, one, get COVID-19, two, get hospitalized, and three, die if you get it. This is a tragedy. People are dying and will die who don't have to die.
And the president talked about an extension now from the CDC on the eviction moratorium through October 3rd for many Americans. That was one day after the White House indicated it was powerless to keep people in their homes, but something has changed. Let's go live on Skype to ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. What is the biggest news to come out of the president's COVID event through your eyes and the rather lengthy question and answer session that followed tonight?
Well, I think the eviction moratorium, it was striking to me, Dimitri, to hear the president say that that he doesn't believe necessarily that this will even be constitutionally permissible, but that at least it's worth it to buy time for people. And it does impact a lot of folks. The White House says something like 90% of renters would potentially be impacted by this and have that moratorium take place. The legal challenges are expected. We know that the Supreme Court already set a deadline. And there's been an interesting finger pointing going on between the Democratic White House and the Democratic Congress. But at least for now, it means some immediate relief for people who are in danger of being evicted in large swaths of the country that doesn't have a state or local ban on the process.
Has there been much reporting on how the president managed this? As you said, he almost feels like it's on legal or constitutional shaky ground, but he's willing to do it for the people. But is there an answer to the question, how was it done?
Yeah, this is a new one to me, because just a day earlier, you had the top advisor on COVID response saying, we kicked all the tires and we don't see a way that this is even going to be permissible, even though the White House was saying the CDC should do it. And they're citing the Delta variant and they're making it more of a localized push. But the stark admission that this may actually not even pass constitutional muster is something that I'm not familiar with. And I know that there's a lot of legal scholars who'll be scratching their heads at this one. But of course, we are in unprecedented times. And the hope at the White House is that that enough will mean that people can get that relief even as this works its way through the courts.
We began with that soundbite of the president saying he does now believe that Andrew Cuomo, New York governor, should step down. We had Cuomo defending himself. Some would even say in a slightly Trumpian way that, you know, I didn't do it and this is an attack on me, that kind of argument. What do you make of the Cuomo story tonight?
He has put the Democrats in a very difficult position. And I don't know how they get out of it until or unless Cuomo sees the writing on the wall and decides to step down. We know that impeachment proceedings are ongoing or going to be now stepped up. I was struck by how President Biden conceded that he hasn't spoke to Governor Cuomo. He and Cuomo have a decades-long relationship. He knows how to pick up the phone. He decided not to do that, instead sent his message publicly. He's also not weighing in on the impeachment process. He's hoping that Cuomo leaves through the front door. But I think the clear message from national and state and local Democrats is that they will show Cuomo the back door if they have to. And I think it's at this point, it's probably just a matter of time.
You and I have talked about this recently, but now the Delta variant and the COVID situation is clearly worse. What political peril do you see President Biden in if this isn't brought under control somehow?
Biden, I think, is now confronting the limits of the credibility that his own administration has. And it's in part because of some conflicting messaging on this and some confusing messaging. And it's in part because political battle lines are being drawn to have the governors of Florida and Texas, among others, outlaw the idea of even private institutions putting in mandates around masks or around vaccinations. You saw the president today say, look to those governors, look, get out of the way if you're not going to be of help. But there's only so much that the messaging can come out of the likes of President Biden and Anthony Fauci and be listened to by the people that need to listen to it. It's encouraging news, of course, from the White House perspective that more people are getting vaccinated than these hotspots. But this is going to be a vexing problem with big implications for everyone, vaccinated or unvaccinated, going forward.
The issues are very serious and at times even depressing, but it is always great to hear from you, Rick. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live on Skype.